Each week, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hello again, Bill.
Hello, Omar.
Sabres have played three games since we last spoke, a home win against Winnipeg and road losses in Detroit and Pittsburgh. The most recent, a wild 5-4 shootout loss in Pittsburgh Tuesday night. Buffalo got out to a 3-0 lead after the first period, but they fell apart in the second, giving up 4 goals.
The Penguins are the NHL's hottest team, and early on it looked like the Sabres might have one of their biggest upsets this year, one of their biggest road wins. And the rink was actually stunned Tuesday night that the Sabres jumped out to that lead. But the Penguins have become a powerhouse in this last month or so, and you knew they would come roaring back, and they certainly did. And by the end of the second period, they were up 4-3. The Sabres gave up 2 shorthanded goals on the same power play for the first time in 15 years. But if you're looking for a positive from the game, they came back in the third, they tied it, they got it to overtime, they got the point. And I think, I've said it before on this program, I think games like that, they're good for the team to go through. They're still a young team, they're growing, there's going to be lots of bumps in the road. They're going to have to go through things like that. And I think as badly as they imploded, there are some positives to take from it.
Last week, we talked about one of the newest Sabres, Hudson Fashing. He scored a goal in his first NHL game last Saturday. We didn't get into new defenseman Casey Nelson, who also signed last week. He has 4 assists in his first 3 games. Give us your early impressions of Nelson and Fashing.
They've both been pretty impressive, especially Casey Nelson. 4 assists in 3 games for a defenseman, a guy who was playing at Minnesota State 2 weeks ago. It really is incredible when you think about it. He's an older guy. He's 23. He'll tell you he's a late bloomer, and his path to the Sabres is interesting. He played in the North American Hockey League before college. That's a junior league that doesn't produce a lot of NHL talent. 2 years ago as a freshman, he was overwhelmed. He got scratched. But by the end of his freshman year, he was improving. He was carving out regular duty. And for his last 2 years at Minnesota State University, he was a very, very good two-way defenseman. And by the end of this year, he had really become a notable prospect, and he had a lot of teams clamoring for him. And the Sabres have kind of a dearth of young defensemen. They really don't have any guys coming up in Rochester ready to graduate. And he saw an opportunity here, and so far he's seizing it. And Hudson Fashing, he was almost a fan favorite before he played even his first game. And he came billed as this quick power forward. And 8 minutes into his first game or so, he just barrels down the left wing, cuts to the net, and stuffs the puck on the net. And he basically delivered on a lot of the hype just minutes into his first game. And that was for people, I think that was a special goal, one they'll remember for a long time, especially him. He joked that he might black out from the adrenaline after scoring his first goal. And to be in the building, the building was roaring. It jump-started the Sabres against the Jets. And I don't know if you're going to see that every night. He's still a work in progress. I don't know if we've seen that much the past couple games. But it gives you a glimpse of what he can be, and he could be a very special talent. And Hudson Fashing and Casey Nelson, they have a lot on their plate right now. They basically bolted from college. They have homework. They're still taking classes online. So they're playing games and going back to their hotel room and doing work. So it's kind of interesting what these guys go through.
Well, we have seen this team make some significant strides this season, but then you see a game like Monday's loss in Detroit where they were outplayed for almost the entire game despite a late comeback effort. And then you realize they're just not quite there yet.
Yeah, that's very true. And the Jets game on Saturday afternoon, that was a fun game. Hudson Fashing scored, Sam Reinhart scored, then he set up Jack Eichel for the winner. That was a notable win given how they won and who scored the goals. Hudson Fashing was actually the oldest goal scorer that afternoon. But 2 days later against the Red Wings team that had to have the game, they might miss the playoffs for the first time in a long time. Sabres had nothing for about 57 minutes, and then they got going late, and they almost tied it. But it's just one of those games where you said it shows how far they have to go, and that's one of the teams they have to climb here in the division if they want to get to the playoffs.
Just 5 games left this season. Buffalo hosts Toronto in a rivalry game tonight. Bill, thanks for your insights. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar.